Imagine a group of 70-year-old men shuffling into a monastery with canes and poor vision. After just 5 days in an environment recreated to feel like 1959, they emerge transformed, standing straighter, gripping more firmly, with improved vision and hearing. Some even spontaneously played touch football. This remarkable counterclockwise study by Ellen Langer demonstrates what developmental molecular biologist John Medina reveals in Brain Rules for Aging Well. Aging isn't simply about inevitable decline. The science shows our later years can be vibrant, meaningful, and surprisingly positive if we understand how our brains and bodies change. What if everything you believed about growing older was incomplete or even wrong? What if your best years might actually lie ahead? Want to cut your cognitive decline by 70%? Make more friends. Research shows seniors with active social lives experience better brain health than isolated individuals. Socializing creates a mental workout that builds brain reserve against decline. Tripling your social network can double your amygdala volume. Quality trumps quantity. Negative relationships with controlling or aggressive people offer no cognitive benefit and may harm. The key is consistently taking others' perspectives and genuinely understanding different viewpoints. Social isolation devastates senior well-being, compromising immune function, raising stress hormones and blood pressure, and increasing mortality rates by 45%, even accounting for physical ailments. Dancing provides remarkable benefits. Seniors taking weekly dance classes for 6 months improved hand motor coordination by 8%, cognitive skills by 13%, and posture and balance by 25%, while non-dancing controls declined. The style doesn't matter. Tango, jazz, salsa, ballroom, and tai chi all produce benefits. Contrary to stereotypes, happiness increases with age. People in their 60s score 69% higher on emotional stability than 20-somethings. Research shows well-being peaks between ages 65-85, even when controlling for demographic factors. This shift stems from changes in emotional processing. Older adults focus more on positive stimuli while avoiding negative ones, the positivity effect. Brain scans show reduced amygdala activation to negative stimuli in older adults while maintaining strong responses to positive experiences. Like Scrooge's transformation in A Christmas Carol, aging shifts priorities from knowledge acquisition to emotional relationships. When young, we pursue career advancement and status. As we age and confront mortality, we naturally prioritize meaningful connections, what scientists call socio-emotional selectivity theory. This positive bias has a downside: increased vulnerability to manipulation. Seniors lose about 20% of their fraud detection ability as the anterior insula becomes less reactive, helping explain why elderly Americans lose an estimated $3 billion annually to scams. Despite physical challenges and hormone changes, older people consistently report feeling less stressed than younger generations. While 38% of millennials report increasing stress, only 25% of baby boomers and 18% of the greatest generation feel similarly overwhelmed, a remarkable paradox given documented age-related changes in stress response systems. With age, three key changes occur. Baseline cortisol levels rise, typically around age 40, acute stress responses become less vigorous, and recovery time after stressful events lengthens. Chronically elevated cortisol damages multiple body systems and brain regions. Yet seniors report feeling less stressed, likely because their amygdala show reduced reactivity to negative stimuli. Mindfulness-based stress reduction offers significant benefits for older adults, improving sleep quality by up to 50%, reducing depression and anxiety symptoms by 30 to 40%, decreasing loneliness, enhancing immune function, and promoting cardiovascular health. Regular practice also improves cognitive functions, including attention, memory, and verbal fluency. Importantly, these brain-healthy practices must become permanent lifestyle changes rather than temporary interventions. When social engagement programs ended in one nursing home study, seniors' conditions deteriorated below their original baseline levels. Memory comprises multiple interconnected systems that age differently. Rather than total memory loss, specific systems change at varying rates. Semantic memory, facts, actually improves. Vocabulary scores increase from your 20s through 60s. Procedural memory, motor skills, remain steady or slightly improves. These preserved systems contribute to wisdom, as seniors access broader knowledge and tend to be less impulsive. Working memory, our ability to temporarily hold and process information, declines significantly with age, leading to misplaced items and forgotten conversations. Long-term memory also faces challenges, particularly episodic memory, recalling events with context and timeline. The aging brain compensates by recruiting neurons from the opposite hemisphere and prefrontal cortex when language areas lose connectivity, and by reorganizing electrical relationships between remaining neurons. Lifelong learning effectively combats memory decline. The Synapse Project found seniors learning demanding new skills like digital photography showed a 600% improvement in episodic memory compared to those merely socializing. Bilingualism enhances cognitive performance regardless of when languages are learned, while music training boosts executive function dramatically, even in seniors with no prior musical experience. Exercise builds brain volume in areas critical for thinking. The prefrontal cortex becomes more active and bulkier in seniors who exercise. The hippocampus shows even more dramatic changes. Aerobic exercise increases its volume by 2%, while inactivity reduces it. These regions grow both larger and denser, with more connections and potentially new neurons. Surprisingly little exercise is needed. Just 30 minutes of moderate aerobic activity 2 or 3 times weekly provides significant benefits. The effect is dose-dependent to a point, with a ceiling effect where seniors walking 72 blocks weekly gained the same gray matter increase as those walking 300 blocks. The Mediterranean diet offers remarkable cognitive benefits beyond cardiovascular advantages. The PREDIMED study found people following this diet experienced significantly less cognitive decline, with improved memory scores while control groups declined. Sleep may be the most important daily experience for brain health in aging. During slow-wave sleep, the brain reactivates tagged memories, strengthening neural connections. Sleep also activates the glymphatic network, the brain's garbage disposal system that flushes away neural waste. Unfortunately, sleep quality diminishes with age, with 44 to 70% of seniors reporting difficulties falling or staying asleep. Retirement can harm brain health significantly. Research shows retirees have 40% higher cardiovascular risk and score half as well on fluid intelligence tests compared to working peers. Depression risk rises by 40%, while each additional year worked after 60 decreases dementia risk by 3.2%. The Finger study produced remarkable results. Participants following Mediterranean diet, vigorous exercise, and brain training games for 2 years improved memory by 40%, executive function by 83%, and processing speed by 150% compared to controls, whose cognitive performance declined 30%. Dan Buettner's Blue Zones research identified 5 regions where people live exceptionally long, healthy lives. Their practices align with neuroscience findings, active social lives, stress-reducing routines, and lifelong friendships. Notably, Blue Zoners rarely fully retire. They continue contributing to their communities into old age. With proper care and some genetic fortune, our brains can maintain flexibility regardless of age. Science confirms that while aging affects our bodies, it doesn't necessarily diminish our minds. The question isn't if we'll age, it's how. Will you shuffle toward the finish line or dance across it with friends? The choice may be more yours than previously thought.